Hi, I'm Mary Manso of Pathways Consulting Group. The technology evolution is impacting the way the mix of generations communicate at home, school, and work, and is a part of our everyday life. The amount of social media platforms keeps increasing, and to date, it's estimated the amount of users on these sites is approximately 2.6 billion. Generation Z alone uses about 5 different social media sites a day. This generation doesn't know a world without smart devices, and according to some reports, spend as much as 3 to 4 hours online a day. I think it's more than that, but let's go with those statistics. For reference, Gen Z is anyone born between 1995 to mid-2000s, and as an FYI, they would rather have working Wi-Fi than a working bathroom. It's a fact that once something is posted on social media, it's nearly impossible to remove its mark. Please take this seriously. Many teenagers act on impulse. They want to express themselves, and social media is the quickest and easiest way to do that. Like many adult figures, they're using social media as a means of branding themselves and creating an image. But once that thought or picture is posted, it can be shared and reshared and viewed by others, and even worse, with potential predators. The post tells the world something about who they are and sets a tone. So it's important that young people know that what they post today will be how they're seen in the future by friends, family, schools, and employers. Think of it this way. How many famous figures have made the tabloids because of something they did or didn't do? That story can change their careers, for better or worse, for the rest of their lives. When we post on social media, we become the author, editor, publisher of our own story or the stories we tell about others. And once we post that story, it's out there forever. As adults, we have the opportunity to guide teenagers to act responsibly. Next week, we'll take a look at why teenagers rely so much on social media, and specifically girls. I'm Mary at PathwaysCG.com.